For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh my God, this coach is long-winded.
You said he's long-winded?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
4 minute answers. Go bleep yourself.
Oh, wow. Hey, make up your mind. Do you want a coach that says nothing, or you want a coach that says too much?
He says too much with saying nothing.
Combo coach.
He's like the combo snacks.
But you know what? Like, everybody in Cleveland hated Bill Belichick because he said nothing. Right? They tolerated him in New England because he won all the time. So I don't even count that.
It's like, but Bill Belichick did that intentionally. I do feel like this guy wants to get to a point, unless this is just the mastery of his verbal jujitsu. Like, I feel like he does want to make a point. I just don't think he can.
Somebody said on Twitter yesterday, or Twitch, he just can't land the plane.
No. He's just... I'm like, what?
Every time he gets close, he goes, I'm going to do a go-around.
And hold on, guys. Stay here.
It's not safe to land yet.
Yeah.
He interrupts himself a lot.
He does.
It's a problem.
Like, he can just hear the conversations going on. Bing, boom, bing.
He lets his intrusive thoughts win. Like, it's kind of like he's thinking, doesn't want to say the wrong thing.
You know what? In fairness to him, more of us should try that. I wish Tobin would try that.
What, letting his intrusive thoughts
win?
Let me take it.
Think about what you're going to say.
Interesting.
No. His inside thoughts are much worse than what he actually says. So yeah. I take that back.
You don't know what my inside thoughts are.
They can't be no worse than what's actually coming out of your mouth.
They can be worse.
They can be worse. That's what I'm afraid of.
I was like, what is he talking? He was asked about, like, hey, does Tua need to have more expectations now that he got his contract? Which the answer is obviously yes. But he's sitting here and he's just got like this whole long scenic route to get there. And I'm just like,
see, here's the difference between what people think and what the reality is, right? Tua's on a certain path.
Mm-hmm.
You gave him the money because you love the path that he's on and the work he's putting in to get better, right? Now, as long as he's on that path, we can all make the assumption that he's going to get better. We don't know how far or how much farther it's going to go, but you do like the trajectory he's going in. And so what happens is he gets a contract and everybody says, is there more, I would say there's more pressure on somebody like Jordan Love, who will only play like 12 games.
Why would there not be equal pressure for both guys?
I mean, because I already think that they believe that his trajectory is pointing him in that direction. You've seen enough of him to know that, okay, this is what he's about. This is what he can do. This is his skill set and whatever. With Jordan Love, you haven't seen as much of that, but it was time for his contract to be up.
I think it's kind of the funny thing. Like, I feel like there's more pressure on, isn't more of the pressure on Tua when you don't get paid? Like, isn't the pressure when you have to get to your contract?
There was more pressure on him last year than there will be this year. This year, you can feel free and go out and relax and play. You can tell that based on the pressures that he's done, how he's talked, how he's kind of taken the reins being a team leader, and how he communicates with the rest of his team and the media. You can tell that, right? Last year felt a little bit different, like it was a little bit of tension because he didn't really know what the team saw for him in the future. And so he went out and played, and I think there's more pressure. You're right. There was more pressure last year in hopes of getting this contract. Now he can just go out and relax and play. I mean, just think, he played 10 plays in the preseason, and you're like, yep, he's good.
Headlines right? are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Here's a piece of that 4 minute answer on Tua getting his baggy bag.
Hold on. You ain't played the whole 4 minutes, are you?
No, I couldn't do that to you. I love you too much. I couldn't do that to you. It's long, but I shortened it up somewhat.
Understand the bigger picture and how you can't truly dependent you are on teammates to execute their jobs so that you don't get caught up in the fake land of result
fake land going around
result based opinions that have a lot to do with a lot of other people. So I think the standard and really what Tua asks from himself on a day-to-day basis, his standard of how how locked in he needs to be, and it all starts with him, and he's really embraced that where there's no days off when you are in a situation where you're the highest paid employee.
Wow.
Mike McDaniel knows what he's doing. He does it on purpose.
So the results, that's fake land?
Yeah. I don't know.
The shortened version feels long. How long was that?
Fake land reminded me of Candyland for some reason. I just imagined immediately I thought of Candyland.
That was
58 seconds.
Fake land. Is that in Florida?
Fake land. The whole answer.
Oh, Lakeland. It's Miami.
Fake land is in Miami.
The whole answer was 3 minutes and 36 seconds. You guys want to hear it?
No.
I want to hear it.
All good.
I'll send it to you exclusive.
Oh, yeah. Great.
No. Don't eat up all my space on my phone.
Oh. Fake land.
Yeah. That actually is the note I put down for that I'll be putting in the podcast later. Mike McDaniel warns us to stay out of fake land.
Stay out of fake land, dude.
Gotta avoid it.
So what's real land?
Oh, you would like to know, wouldn't you?
What is real land? What am I allowed to believe is real? So fake land is when you and I are trying to come up with the super snapper?
Exactly. And a real land is where we grow the grass.
You know what would be great, Marcos? Here's what I was thinking about.
Mm?
If you did have the super snapper.
Yes.
All right. And he was a lineman.
Mm-hmm.
How great is the nickname? The Snapping Turtle.
Oh, his helmet has to have like little shell
bands on it. Yeah.
Outside of when he takes his helmet off, I need a bandana.
Well, there you go, Clark. The only one in the league who can do that. Regular snapping, and he's the long snapper. They call him the Snapping Turtle.
The Snapping Turtle.
Andrew Meyer, the Snapping Turtle. From UTEP.
Basically have him as a Ninja Turtle, yeah. Marcos.
Yeah, exactly.
With the headband.
So.
Need it. Katanas? Too much. Sorry.
Well, you had five other people snapping as of yesterday.
Right.
No, it was just.
And then they re-signed him, and you go, oh.
But it did.
Just pivot and keep it moving.
But that's not. I'm not pivoting. I understood. Like, once I got. I was like, oh, okay. I guess they're doing some numbers jujitsu. I mean, they make a big deal of this 53-man roster.
That was like one of the biggest things I explained to you when they were getting down to the 53-man cut.
You never said the long snapper was getting cut.
Ooh. No, I didn't say. I said, but there'll be some guys that they bring back or that they move around, or they put on IR, or they put on a PUP, and like
it seemed completely less. But everybody would agree for a guy they ended up putting on IR to make the move, it seemed completely unnecessary to put the long snapper on
right. The
waiver.
Very strange. I just
anybody could have had him. What if somebody was just like, what if the Buffalo was like, hey, mother bleepers, you thought it was hard losing your third string quarterback? We just stole your long snapper. Don't need him. We're just taking him.
You think like a petty move? A
team? Yeah.
Oh, wow. The Patriots.
I would do, if I was, dude,
can I tell you?
Let me tell you something.
There is nothing in football.
You wouldn't make friends.
More personable than a long snapper in the kicking game. You ever notice long snappers usually just keep going and then retire? There's not a lot of movement with long snappers.
Nah, well, we had the one kid who, listen, it's not easy to fill the goat shoes.
Unless you're bad.
But you remember the kid that we had for like the first year after John Denny? He couldn't make it. He couldn't make it.
Right, he was bad. So that's a different situation.
Threw a bunch of lollipops.
Once you find a long snapper, you're good.
But again, Once we, but I really do want to have, like, I wish I could have a football conversation with Chris Greer about this. And I'm like, you guys have never thought about this? Crafting somebody who can do both?
No, they usually bring a guy in that can do that. Like, it'll be, but it normally just the build of the player is usually like a linebacker or a tight end.
It's such a waste of a position. Like, nobody else can figure out how to do this. It's sitting right there in front of everybody.
But it also, you do realize that a lot of these positions mm-hmm. have a body type. You understand this, right?
Right.
Okay.
You see,
and there's a reason why they have this body type.
Okay.
Is because all of the other things they have to do.
For
to be the long snapper on the punt team and the long snapper in field goal. Now, field goal, sometimes you can get by with an offensive lineman because you want somebody stout because, mm-hmm. you know, they're blocking a field goal. Mm. But a punt, you need a guy who can get down the field and cover.
Right. But I'm saying, like, nobody's ever thought, hey, Carl, like, let's just say, for example, the Dolphins are scouting Carl.
Why is the kicker, the snapper's name always named? Every football player, your name is named Carl.
Be like, hey, Carl.
The little kid's name was Carl.
I want you to learn this, but also, look, you're going to be a 6th-round pick, all right? You played at, like, Idaho State.
Yeah.
But here's the kicker. I need you to also snap to the kicker.
In addition to catching footballs.
Wait, what I'm telling you is this. When they bring a guy in there, they already know he can do that, and then they start grooming him that way.
But I don't want a guy who's a one-trick pony, because eventually what you're
saying... That's the way they are, dude!
That's the problem! Uh-huh. We always are doing it how we did it.
Revolutionize it.
You're not listening to my whole idea. You bring him in, he never stops being a weapon.
You understand, you have four or five, maybe even more, special teamers that never play a lick of defense or offense. You do realize every team has those guys, right?
But how much more of an advantage would it be if George Kittle could also long snap?
Oh.
Like, what?
You want your $20 million tight end long snapping?
What a great roster spot.
Yeah.
And he deserves more money, just like Shohei Ohtani.
That's right. That's an extra $2 million
right
in Kittle's pocket.
I would rather listen to the rest of Mike McDaniel's comments.
This is ridiculous. I don't understand this. You know, the whole sport of baseball was turned on its ear by Shohei Ohtani, and Leroy doesn't want to hear me about a guy who can catch and snap. It's ridiculous. Wow.
John Denny, 2 Pro Bowls.
Oh, he was great. The best. The best.
3 fumble recoveries, a forced fumble, 50 tackles.
He was a house. John Denny was a moose. He didn't mess with him.
5.
This other guy was.
You're the worst.
I'm not the worst.
Big.
The worst. Like, I hate having conversations. You have no idea what you're talking about.
It's just not free in your mind, dude.
No, it is very free in my mind, but I'm telling you how it is.
Okay, you're telling me how it is, and I'm telling you how it should be.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
No! Thank you. Hey, you know what?
Thank you for fixing football.
You're welcome.
You know what?
Hey, you're welcome.
Thanks, J Fig. Sorry, everyone was just giving thanks.
We'll just sit here and we'll just continue to waste roster spots on a guy who does one thing 4 times a game. Very efficient.
Wow.
Okay, it's football, UD.
Wow, -1.
Wow. Hey, you know what?
He's just a bastard. You know what that is? That's a rude thing.
Okay.
No, I just want to say, you said a rude thing about a guy I like, and that's rude, like it.
For no reason.
This isn't college. This isn't Peter Pan land where we got 100 roster spots.
Yeah. It's not fake land.
Well, this is kind of fake land. We're throwing things out there.
That's true.
But I think in this fake land is a good idea.
Fake land mall.
Ridiculous.
I'd put them all in fake land. Maybe a movie theater.
Or
Chipotle.
Mike Pouncey comes in for the latter stages of his career as a thin Mike Pouncey, and then he becomes the long snapper. But in a pinch.
Can I just say
this? Ryan Tannehill comes back for the third.
So, and that's not waiting to wasting a roster spot, because if Mike Pouncey came in with the way he weighs right now, all he would be able to do is long snap.
Yes, but at least in a pinch,
yeah,
he could do it.
Not at about 2:30.
He can call coverages.
You want to send away 2:30, 2:40.
He can call coverages.
He can call it.
See that is a more acceptable.
But what about when he gets dump trucked on every play because he's
Driscoll got Vita Vea'd. Everybody gets Vita Vea'd every number once in a while.
He got Vita Vea'd off.
Dude,
the
you
roster.
Can't have a 240-pound.
What I would really like.
You
though,
can't have a 240-pound center. You sound ridiculous.
What I would really like though is for Mike Pouncey's next Pouncey, the next generation of Pouncey, the super snap.
A little Pouncey.
Nobody knows how to snap better than the Pouncies. So you
nobody
teach them,
comes into the league. Nobody comes into the league and say, "I want to be a long snapper."
Does the term "I'll do anything to make the team coach" is that real or is that hollow?
Mm.
I said, "Do you hear what I said?"
This is good.
Nobody comes into the league saying, "I'm going to be a 15-year long snapper."
Mm-hmm.
You want to play? That ends up being an alternate route. But no, you don't say, "Hey, coach, I can play tight end, but I can long snap." Let's concentrate on tight end because that's what you're going to make the team at.
Okay, but let's just say Tanner Connor, like the bubbles on the line, like, "We really like Tanner, right? We only got 53 spots." And then they're like, No. Let me finish. And then I'll let you get to your point. I promise.
Oh, my God!
Let me.
This is so stupid!
It's not stupid.
If the long snapper gets hurt, you think they don't have another guy?
Do they?
Yes!
You sure?
That's what I've been telling you! Somebody else on that team can long snap!
Let me get this straight, though.
Oh, my God.
So why don't you just have that guy also be the long snapper?
Why isn't he the starting long snapper?
Yeah, why?
Can do two things.
You could have Ezukam on the roster and have the guy as your backup long snapper be the long snapper.
Look at that. I think you solved it, Topes. I think Leroy helped us solve it.
Nobody wants to solve it. We want to just live in fake land, you know?
There is a Chipotle there.
Can we just go to break? Because, like, I hate – nothing makes me hate this more than you taking something I spend my whole life on and making it a party trick. This is so stupid and insulting.
You didn't long snap.
It really is.
Long snapper.
You didn't long snap.
You didn't do that.
Running back.
Taken away from John Denny's legacy. By the way, John Denny wore 92. Gave it to Zach Sealer. What a guy.
What a guy. The best.
I need a 92 John Denny.
I don't think they're on the same team.
Nope.
This is what my career has come to. Having stupid conversations about long snap.
Imagine
spent my whole life. I spent my whole life loving a sport, and the guy I do a show with has
dated. It's fine.
Long
no.
snappers and centers.
Football hasn't evolved at all. You're right. Nothing has changed about football over the 100 years.
It's a long snapper, dude. It's a long snapper.
The snapping turtle, if you will.
Imagine people today, like, they're like 50-yard field goal.
Yeah,
who
right?
can kick that?
Oh, that's
now
easy.
It's like you better.
Easy work.
Sports evolve. Sports evolve.
Yeah.
But I'm the idiot.
You want your backup center long snapping?
No. If he can. But yeah, that's awesome. But like, how much more valuable is it? Like, oh man, this guy can long super snap.
Not super. I'm telling snap. You, it's a moot point. If you came to the table and said, "Hey, I play tackle, but I also long snap," they will laugh at you. Just concentrate on tackle,
what?
Buddy.
Mm.
Probably the same people who told that to Shohei. Like, "Hey, also, yeah. by the way, I hit bombs."
No, he came into the league doing both.
No,
they already knew he could do both.
Yeah, but like, imagine the guy. I bet you somewhere along the way,
yeah.
somebody told Shohei Ohtani, "Hey, pitch, hit, do one of them."
That's right.
And what's he doing now? Laughing at him.
Reminds me of my kindergarten teacher. I'm Amatextrius.
By the way, right now he's only hitting.
Because he had Tommy John, though. You're not doing a real argument.
Come on.
When you want to get out of fake land, we could talk.
I see him.
Okay.
He's at the Menchie's in fake land. Coming to fake land. We're putting a Menchie's there. Dougie, you told me he been on some
positive. Yeah, yeah. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. If you guys want to go to Stars and Strings right now, we'll give away a pair of tickets. If you text the word CONCERT to 20357, you'll be entered to win a pair of tickets. Text the word CONCERT to 20357. You guys can go see Stars and Strings at Hard Rock Live on November 14th. Jordan Davis, Riley Green, Parker McCollum. Great lineup put together by Kiss Country and the folks over here at Odyssey. It is a fun concert. Great time every single time you... everything they've put together. But if you guys want to win tickets right now, text the word CONCERT to 20357. Message and data rates may apply. That's my disclaimer voice.
That's good.
Yeah.
C-O-N-C-E-R-T.
What?
Just want to make sure I spell it.
You know how to spell it.
Okay, I have a question, by the way.
What?
The guitar that people use. There's an electric guitar, and there's a what other guitar?
An acoustic.
Are you serious?
No one says acoustic guitar.
Everybody does.
Acoustic guitar, dude.
Every time you say that, I'm thinking you're going to go play pool. Like you're playing acoustic. No.
Okay, so people say the acoustics of the room, but they say acoustic.
Acoustic.
Nobody says Q. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm trying to show pony
they
around
say
this.
Acoustic guitar.
See,
can
like,
you pass me the acoustic
guitar? Yeah, but like, see, I'm not trying. You're trying to do like the mator bit that I'm doing with scenarios and whatnot, but like, it's yours legitimately sounds like you're saying another thing. Mm. Like, you don't sound fancy. You know, you sound like an idiot.
Oh, okay. It's an acoustic guitar, dude.
Acoustic.
If someone says,
can you pass. Guitar made out of acoustics?
It's made out of the same material. If someone asks me to pass me the acoustic guitar, I just won't.
See? You see how you messed up your own thing?
So, like, let me get this straight. When you have a comedian who does singing as a bit, right?
Yep.
You ask him, do you want an electric? And you actually say to them, is it an electric guitar or an acoustic guitar? That's what you tell them?
No, when they say they have a guitar, I'm like, what are you, Adam Sandler? Lose the guitar, dude.
Oh man, crazy! All right, we got to. We were a little late last second because Leroy yelled at me about long snappers. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Beating science when we come back.
Mario Cristobal joined Joe Rose and said he's excited about his quarterback Cam Ward.
I feel good about him and all the guys that either got here in January or got here in the summer. They played a lot of football before their arrival, and luckily for us, and part of the recruiting process too, is finding guys that have been in similar systems and that can relate to terminology, philosophy, all that kind of stuff. And he made the transition rather seamless, and he's excelled.
Listen to the Canes Florida game here Saturday, beginning with the pregame show at 11 a.m. Dolphins on the field getting ready for their season opener versus Jacksonville. Raheem Mostert feels good about the offense.
I truly think that, you know, pushing the limits means, in this offense, you know, it means that you're doing things that aren't conventional, not only for a player, like for myself, but for the entire offense. You know, if you.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Look at what we're doing. We're doing these motions that has never been done before. We're executing them at a higher rate.
The Marlins wrap up their series with the Rockies today. All engines on this Thursday, August 29th on AM 560 Sports WQAM, FM 99.9 HD2, and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today to listen to us live or on demand.
I'm Altima Morgan. Every year, almost 30,000 babies in America are born with birth injuries. It's every parent's worst nightmare. If your child suffered a birth injury, please call our firm to find out if we can help.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Bush Loaded, the greatest hits tour. Friday, August 30th, Hard Rock Live. With special guests, Jerry Cantrell and Candlebox. Tickets on sale now at myhrl.com or Ticketmaster.com. Bush Loaded, the greatest hits tour. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood.
Xfinity here. How can we help?
Hi there. I need a great connection to stream my favorite shows and movies.
Okay.
Is there a way I can get that and save money too?
We wondered the same thing. So we put our engineer brains together to give you the best of both worlds with Xfinity Internet Plus Stream Saver. You get Apple TV Plus, Netflix, and Peacock all for one low price.
Oh, so I can keep up with my coworker who spoils every show before I can watch it?
Exactly. And hey, you might even pass him.
Oh, Donna, it is so on.
Now through September 22nd, get 150 megabit Xfinity internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year contract. And Wi-Fi equipment included. Plus, add StreamSaver for just $15 a month. Visit Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Xfinity, bring on the good stuff. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Taxes and fees extra. After promo, regular rates apply. Currently $71 a month. Actual speeds vary. StreamSaver requires Xfinity internet or TV and price subject to change.
Summer's winding down and we know you want to enjoy what's left of it. But before you celebrate this Labor Day weekend, plan ahead and know all your options. If you drink, don't get behind the wheel. Instead, designate a sober driver or catch a ride service. And if you are the designated sober driver, commit to staying sober. Celebrate responsibly and remember to drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation.
The University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. You'll receive pro-level care from the sports medicine experts. Recover your game. DiscoverUHealthSports.com.
During the Make This the Summer event at Miami Lakes Auto Mall, get a brand new 2024 Jeep Compass for just $374 per month for 39 months with $39.99 due at signing. Buy online at Miami Lakes Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.com. Call 844-255-2474 for details.
Get ready to ride at Ed Moore Sawgrass Cadillac. Lease a 2024 Cadillac Lyric, only $319 a month. Click EdmoreSawgrassCadillac.com.
Courtesy Transportation Vehicle Stock RZ 116-152, less than 2K miles, 24 monthly. $32.89 down, 10K annual miles, zero security plus tax, tag, title fees.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Again, Scent Bead Story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain scent beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain scent beads. Try Gain scent beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
Did you know your skin is the largest organ of your body?
Huh?
That's why you should shower with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash instead of plain old bar soap. Love your skin by super hydrating it with vitamin B3 and glorious notes of vanilla and shea. Did you know that my super hydrated skin is the second largest organ of my body? The first is my heart. Old Spice. Men have skin too. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. 24/7 renewing moisture with daily use.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Cool way to listen to WQAM, the free Odyssey app. Download it today and make us your favorite station. Same great shows, same great games. Plus, you can use the rewind feature and listen to anything you missed. Hurry.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back.
Wait, what did you frauds do?
While you were gone?
Didn't really do anything. We did like two liners and went back to break.
I know.
They accused me, and by the way, I've been doing some research here. I found out I say it British. That's the problem. Like, let's not waste time on this, please. We'll move on.
Yeah, there's nothing, there's nobody less British than you.
Hello, chap.
15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, which is brought to us by the Summer Getaway, which is waiting for you at the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 3rd and learn more at lexus.com/offers.
Wow. Scooby is more British than you.
Agreed.
Hello, Governor.
Hello.
Give me bones, please.
Look at him.
Hello, Governor.
My dogs. They're killing Mima.
Cheerio.
Because they keep asking to go outside so they can play in the puddles. All you can see is them going, just fly.
Wow.
Just flopping outside in the dirt mud.
And Scooby doesn't like puddles.
For some reason now, Dre is a digger. So now there's holes all over the backyard.
Now, filled with water, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Chris Greer, he was asked about Stephen Ross's expectations of the Miami Dolphins. This is what he had to say, his reaction to Stephen Ross and his expectations. Here was Chris Greer yesterday.
We're always judged by wins and losses at the end of the day. So, you know, last year people were saying our roster was one of the best in football, and we had injuries and fell short in Kansas City and ended in wild card. So I think each year is a different year. I think we feel very good about our roster where we are. And again, this is just a moment in time. Like, as you guys remember, in March, everyone was worried about salary cap. We can't do anything. And so it's always little pockets of time when you do your roster and stuff. But we feel good about it, like everyone. Health is and luck all contribute to it. And team chemistry. And it's a very close-knit team already. It's been exciting to watch these guys all together. So, yeah, we feel if we're healthy and ready to go, that we have a chance to compete, which is what we always want, that chance.
I would say there's a few things that they can fix along the way, right? One, if you win more games, you put yourself in a better position in the playoffs. And that in itself will be a step forward.
Definitely dreading that Tennessee Titans game about how many times they're going to replay that nightmare. That's going to be a fun broadcast.
What?
Monday Night Football against the Titans this year.
Oh, like, gosh.
How many times are they going to go back to? And they had it in the bag. They were dancing.
That was a turning point of the season.
I got to hear Joe Buck's unctuous voice.
Nah. Ugh. Joe Buck.
Right?
Sick. Get over it, dude. He was fake mooning.
The Dolphins just mooned us at the end of that game.
Oh, did they?
They just showed us their cheeks.
We saw it coming, too. It wasn't like, oh, you know, last second it was like, huh.
Well, it was like the way this game is playing, be careful.
Yeah.
Something bad could happen and it's going to turn.
It's like, oh, we should score now. We totally need a score. Oh, we didn't score. Oh, that's fine. Defense will hold them. Defense totally needs a hold now. Oh, didn't hold them. Oh, that's fine. We still have time. And it just never was.
It was two nights. Yeah, it was that on that, you know, that and then the Georgia Tech game. It's like, oh, yeah, this nightmare is really unfolding before our eyes.
Yeah. Fix that, though.
Now, thankfully, I didn't see the Georgia Tech one live because I went to sleep because I thought...
You would have really flipped the lid because not only did they fumble the ball, but then they gave up like this 40-yard pass the middle of the field.
Whee!
Yep. We're like, what?
So, yeah, don't let that happen again, Chris Greer.
If possible.
He is right. Luck, but also... Don't screw the pooch like that. And then you would be not going to the tundra.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go. The coldest game ever.
I just think you can put yourself in a better situation, right, with both health and winning these games early. And then that way you put yourself in a better situation to win a playoff game. Was the last playoff game they won at home?
Yeah, because it was blacked out.
Yeah. So there you have it.
It's 24 years ago, though.
Jeez.
They don't black out games anymore, do they?
They have. I mean, they're not going to get blacked out because they have like a waiting list.
No, I know, but they don't.
Oh, do they do it in general? I don't know. I don't know if that's
still I don't think they do it anymore because of the television contracts.
I'm not positive. I don't know who's like. That's the thing. NFL is such a juggernaut now. Like, who's not selling out NFL games these days, right? Like it used
even to the worst teams, right?
Yeah.
Like, what about Arizona?
Maybe.
What about Washington? Well, they got new ownership and they got the Heisman Trophy winner.
I think Washington's got they used to go into a poop pipe stadium. I think they got pretty diehard fans.
I'm just trying to think. You know, the Jets, and no matter how bad they are, they sell out. Carolina. What about Carolina?
That's probably the best guess. Of like,
black out that whole season. No one wants to see that at all.
Let me see. Can we think of anybody else?
But there was a time when, like, the Dolphins, even under Stephen Ross, like,
The Raiders?
Oh. Not in Vegas. Vegas is selling
out. Well, that's what I'm saying. They still got the new car smell.
Yeah, in Vegas, they're selling out.
Were you going to say Stephen Ross plus pay for tickets?
He did. There were definitely games like he were like, oh, Stephen Ross was buying up
Yeah, but now they're at like a wait list. They're stacked on fans.
Nice.
I tell you what, Stephen Ross, you can't say money is his problem. He's put a boatload of money into this organization.
Yep, baller. I would say
Carolina Panthers. Nick T said Carolina Panthers don't sell out.
So did they get? But do they have a blackout?
I don't know.
Hey, look it up, Frog Boy. What are you looking up?
All right, I got some stats.
When's the last time there was a blackout?
Okay, well, I think with the inclusion of NFL Plus and NFL Network.
Never mind. Vlad already got us the answer.
They stopped it in
Vlad did the research.
2015.
Congratulations, Vlad. Your backup producer got it faster than you did. What are you doing?
Hey, Vlad if he can long snap.
Yeah, Vlad can get long snap?
Because if he can do two things, Frog Boy, you're out.
Roster spot. Is he available though? I'd say roster spot.
I picture Vlad looking between his legs and said, "Rough night. I'm out."
In fairness, that is a rando thing that Vlad just is like, "I know this 2015.
It was probably just stopped the blackouts."
That's what Vlad said during Team
Lava.
All the
different venues and all the different monies that people are paying to have and pay for these commercials. It would almost seem pretty counterproductive to black out a game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Said that if a team's local market, if 85% of the tickets weren't sold out 72 hours before the game, it would be blacked out.
That's horrible.
That's rough.
Yeah.
85% of a
let me tell you something.
A Commanders team?
I grew up in Blackout Central.
Yeah, Saints? Yeah, ain't no one's paying money for that.
They didn't call them the Aints for nothing. You understand. The Saints' first year was the year after my birth. They never made the playoffs till I was away at college.
Rough.
Yeah, when's the last time? I mean, like, you know, now whenever you have blackouts, it's all just like contractual disputes. Yeah. Like the Marlins. Poor Marlins had the Xfinity blackout. It's like, you guys want the app for free?
Please?
For 2 months?
Please?
Xavier Edwards is kind of lighting it up.
Griffin Conine.
Nah, it's solved now.
Yeah.
Solved in time for Conine.
Lucky him.
Yeah. Not in time for them to get to 50 wins, though.
Well, still working on it.
Do people still have the ACC network issue, or is that all fixed? Because that was a thing, too. But obviously, they're
killing.
First
of all, you should be able to, they should put the ACC network up on the billboards. Just free. Like, what are you having problems with the ACC? You have the worst television deal in the history of any conference.
How did they get, like, first of all, what was this, the longest deal ever, this ACC network? And second of all, how are they only buoyed on advertising by Irish Potato Peeler?
Okay. That is a very interesting.
You know what that is? They must have put it in, like, Groupon, BOGO, right? Groupon, advertise on ACC network.
Like, did they have a one point? Who was the commissioner at that point? Like, did that guy, did he know he was on the outs and just get the job done to screw over the ACC for so long?
Oh, my goodness. Did you see that? Aaron Judge has hit 3 more home runs than the Marlins have wins.
Yeah, that's true.
Holy smokes.
It's been a rough year.
Pain.
Not for him.
No, not for him.
Started off promising.
This year?
It did?
No, when we were in camp. Before they start playing baseball.
It's because Chunky 52 wasn't there.
Who started out promising when Peter Bendix was telling us about Tim Anderson.
Yeah,
got him. That. And he was here for 2 months, and they're like, yeah, he still stinks. Yeah.
Pass on that one.
They've done that a lot. This is how many years that they've done this? Because they had Matt Kemp in for like 3 weeks, too.
Mm. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Like, Matt Kemp. He's going to work out. Nope.
Yeah, I knew that wasn't going to work out when we had the same bat speed. Because he couldn't hit nothing. I did see that.
What?
Somebody's bat dog took a dump in the middle of the field.
Bat dog went crazy.
That's the minors. They'll be all right.
That's probably.
But he also put at the end of that, just like Mullins management.
Point for Twitcher.
Oh, so, man. Are you going to apologize for your ways?
Nope.
Wow.
Why?
I don't know why you're so against
because
this.
Because of all the things that you want somebody to come in and also be able to do, long snapping is like 30th on the list of things they want.
Yeah, you're right. Until they're squeezed for rosters. I never thought about it, right?
They have a guy. They have a backup long snapper, dude. You just don't know who he is. I promise you.
I bet you if I went to Mike McDaniel right now, I'd be like, who do you really trust to snap on this team outside of Blake Ferguson? He doesn't.
The guy you have. You don't trust the second guy because you hope you never have to use him. But in a pinch, you take the wide receiver, you move him to running back.
I'm going to retire this topic.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to retire this topic. I'm not going to bring this up again until next year's 53-man roster.
Okay.
I just want to say, I understand everything you're saying. Mm. I have not diminished your expertise on it. And I understand where this all comes from. Mm. However, we have never been in a scenario before where the 53-man roster was squeezed and they had to kick the long snapper off the roster for a day, which made the wheels turn, the little hamster in my head. Nope, let me finish.
That hamster wheel needs to retire.
Fine.
You stop thinking. You think too much.
I just wondered.
Your thoughts never come. Your thoughts come out, what if? This is Isaac. Leroy. Hear me out.
It's not punting.
Here we go.
It's not punting. It's not kicking. It's snapping. Why is this so hard to find somebody else who could do this?
It's not. Why do you think it's hard?
Well, if it's not hard, why can't they have somebody do both? Somebody else.
Most long snappers don't come onto a team.
I understand they haven't. I understand
they end up being a long snapper.
I understand they haven't. But now I'm saying, instead of getting squeezed to have some guy out here for four plays a game to run down for seven career tackles, why don't we utilize the roster better and craft a man to do both?
They have a guy.
No, they don't.
I'm more than sure to back up.
You just said they don't trust him. You said they don't trust him.
That's why they have the one guy there. The guy that does it well. He's a backup.
I understand that. But I'm just saying, let's think about this. Next OTAs.
Are you planning a debate for next year?
Go back. What was that last? This guy. Don't stop. To be honest, hear me out is a good party starter.
This is a good one.
That's the show for today, everybody.
Hear me out.
Hear me out.
Tolman's out tomorrow. Silly Sauce taking over.
Hope you mother have a good day.
Football coverage on 560 WQAM is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
Text WQAM on the Kendall Toyota text line at 305-567-0560. Kendall Toyota, all time in the 305 and home of the Kendall Toyota best price 366 days of savings. All at Kendall. Call 305-KENDALL and text WQAM at 305-567-0560.
This weekend, during the Make This the Summer sales event at Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, it's your choice. Get up to $22,800 off MSRP or drive a 2025 Ram 1500 for only $299 a month or a 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee for $319 a month. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com.
Canes fans, this is it. Your last chance to secure your Hurricane football season tickets. The deadline to lock in your seats is this Friday, September 6th at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on six home games, including the biggest matchup of the year against Florida State. Be a part of the action, the energy, the unforgettable moments. Get your Hurricane football season tickets right now before it's too late. Visit MiamiHurricanes.com or call 1-800-GO-CANES to secure your seats. September 6th is almost here. Don't miss out.
When you're injured on the job, you need more than just a workers' comp lawyer. When you need a fighter, you need us. Morgan & Morgan, America's largest.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.